40 pitches in this ballgame already. That was just number 19 that we saw. And he's still got to get McIntosh with two runners on and two outs.
This will be his 20th pitch of the frame right here to McIntosh. Five on the pitch clock, long stare back at second base to Teal. Kyler rips this one on a two-hop. That one in and out of the glove of the third baseman, Jacob Brown, and he'll eat it. No play to be made. The bases are going to be full of rafters with two down, and it'll bring Mason Onati to the plate.
And that's got to be the third error of the ballgame, Andy. It should have been, once again, out number three, but over at third, Jacob Brown, a pitcher by trade, a two-way player, could not do it. And now Mason Onati, a huge spot with the bases loaded and two outs. Can he activate that clutch gene that we've seen from him so often in the past month of play?
Aiden Teal on third, Gaz on second, McIntosh on first. Onati a ground out to the first baseman a frame ago. That was Xavier Ulrich stepping on the bag himself to record the game's first out. Count begins 1-0 on Mason. That breaking ball from Martindale missing out in the right-handed batter's box.
Onati 2-for-4 with the bases loaded this year with 7 runs driven in.
Long pause again from Martindale, the 1-0 delivery. That fastball missing the inside corner. Mason in the driver's seat here ahead, 2 balls and no strikes.
Wisconsin Rapids just 1 hit through the first turn through the lineup, but 3 errors by the Battle Jacks defense. First 9 hitters in to the ballgame.
2 balls, no strikes, the count. Martindale nowhere to put Onati in a nothing-nothing ballgame. Swinging away, hits this one on the ground at first. Ulrich laying out, makes the snag, covering the bag at first is the pitcher, Martindale, and it's in time. In an inning with 2 errors on the left side of the infield for Battle Creek, that is a pretty nice-looking play to retire the side. It hit Camden Martindale out of the jam unscathed. Nothing-nothing the score. We head to the home half of the second inning. 4-5-6 due up for Battle Creek against Maddox Thornton when we return right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean,
ladies and gentlemen,
right?
We are in the ninth
Find
inning.
You're out.
Bases
and
off loaded
in.
And off the bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today. The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
And the good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's the way it's got to be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her, had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, yes. One very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR. FHR.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Maddox Thornton back to the hill, bottom of the second inning. First pitch swinging away, Caden Wotipka. Fly ball, shallow right field. The Raptor first baseman Chris Arroyo runs underneath it to make the catch for the first out of the inning. One pitch, one out for Thornton. Nothing-nothing the score here from MCCU Field on WFHR. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor back with you here in the broadcast booth. And Cullen, the Raptors unfortunately leaving the bases loaded in this top half of the second inning, collecting a hit, and they were unable to take advantage of those 2 errors on the left side of the Battle Creek infield.
And it's not necessarily a new occurrence for this Raptors team to leave the bases loaded, to leave runners on base and in scoring position, but this early in a ballgame, these are the things that you think back on if the Raptors end up losing is what could have been with the bases loaded in the second.
First pitch from Thornton to the right-handed hitting catcher Silas Schaefer, fouled away down the first base side beyond the grandstands here just to our right at MCCU Field. Different setup than what we had at Homer Stryker Field. We are within the press masses here as the 0-1 pitch. Slow roller on the ground to third. Mason Onati gloves, fires across the diamond in time. A quick 2-up, 2-down for Thornton here in the second inning.
That's exactly what you want from Maddox Thornton. This is the guy that has strikeout stuff. We've seen him rack up punchouts before, especially when he's in his bullpen role. But you have to imagine starting pitcher mentality is to get outs no matter what. That's 5 outs and 14 pitches for Maddox Thornton. He's inducing ground balls, 4 straight balls on the ground. He got that strikeout on Alex Fernandez. He's firing in all cylinders right now, Andy.
5 up, 5 down against this battle jack order. The first pitch to Xavier Ulrich, the first baseman on the inside corner for a called strike.
A couple of starts ago, Maddox Thornton got bit by the long ball twice against Green Bay, allowed 2 homers early in that ballgame, but settled down after that.
Some good poise from the right-handers. That 0-1 misses down in the dirt. And you look at the order here tonight for Battle Creek. Alex Fernandez, the leadoff hitter and center fielder, the lone left-handed bat. Everyone else from the right side, no switch hitters. We saw a couple of those in Kalamazoo. It's a lot of righty-on-righty for Thornton here in this ballgame. 1-1 pitch rolled over on the ground yet again to third. Onati gathers. Tosses across in time to retire the side. Maddox Thornton, 6 up, 6 down here at MCCU Field this evening. We're through 2 innings of play, 0-0 the score. Raptor baseball returning to you back in the top of the third inning. Do it for Wisconsin Rapids. The 2-3-4 spots, Degatti, Arroyo, and Duggar right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top three here from Battle Creek. 0-0 the score. Raptors battle Jacks for the first in this two-game series and the third time overall this season. 2-3-4 for Wisconsin Rapids. Due up the first pitch to Jorge Degatti. Hit in the air right field. Garrett Swan coming in, sliding on his knees to make the grab. One pitch, one out for Camden Martindale here in the third inning. Andy Ockham, Colin Kapoor back here on WFHR and calling both right-handers right now. One for Battle Creek and Maddox Thornton for Wisconsin Rapids. They're being efficient, getting early outs in these battles with the respective batting orders.
Yeah, just saw that with the one pitch, one out. Garrett Swan made that a little bit more difficult for himself. He waited on the baseball a little bit. Have to imagine staring into the sun did not help matters, but waited just a hair, then closed in, made a nice sliding catch for out number one.
First pitch to the Raptor first baseman Chris Arroyo from Martindale in there for a called strike. Martindale now 2 1/3 just through his 44th pitch of the ballgame. How about Maddox Thornton? 6 up, 6 down thus far. 2 innings tossed, 17 pitches thrown. Efficiency personified for the Texas A&M Corpus Christi product. No runs on a hit and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. No runs, no hits, and 3 errors for Battle Creek thus far. 1-1 to Arroyo. This one hit high in the air, deep right field. If it stays fair, it is gone, but it is well foul. It had a chance off the bat, Colin. It hooked foul very late into that ball's flight. It is just a long strike, too, in this battle between Martindale and Chris Arroyo.
I got excited there for a second, Andy. I was about to say we're even on the pseudo yard cards. Arroyo's been in front of a couple of Martindale pitches. Could have had a double and then a homer. Has to time up the off-speed and the heater just a little bit better here in this ballgame.
The 1-2 delivery. That one misses up and away. Count evens here on Arroyo. Arroyo a pop-out to Jacob Brown, the Battle Jack third baseman in foul territory to record the second out of the first inning in his first trip to the plate this ballgame. The 2-2. Off-speed ripped in the air, left center field. Closing in on the gap, Fernandez, though. Plenty of time. That one hung up. And he makes the grab, two up, two down here in the third.
Seems to me like the Raptors are just inches away here against Martindale so far. Don't know if you agree, Andy, but these flyouts, they're, you know, Buchanan's, he was just under a little bit in on the hands. Arroyo missed a homer by a few feet and just got under that line out to center field. Teal barreled up a baseball. Other than that, the Raptors just not able to barrel up Martindale completely yet in this ballgame.
It's different contact off Martindale versus what we're seeing from Battle Creek off Maddox Thornton. A lot of slow rolling ground balls off the Raptor right-hander, and you mentioned it, catching barrels early and often are the Raptors. Cashel Duggar swinging through that first pitch breaking ball from Martindale. Count begins 0-1 on the Raptor catcher.
You think about the errors by Fiorenzio. Nadi put one on the screws, and so did Degatti right to him, and Fiorenzio couldn't handle him.
0-1 missing in the dirt. Duggar count evens 1-1. Another great point to be echoed there as well, causing some mishaps from the left side of the Battle Jack infield. They've made three errors so far, one coming in the first two an inning ago. The 1-1. Off speed, missing outside. Duggar ahead, two balls and one strike. Cashel a ground out to Fiorenzi at short to retire the side back in the first inning.
If you're a right-handed hitter, try your best to test Fiorenzi again. He's already got two errors in this ballgame.
The 2-1. That one missing inside, nearly hitting Cash. Another off-speed delivery from Martindale. Count now three balls and a strike.
52 pitches overall for Camden Martindale here in this game. Like I said, 5 2/3 against Kenosha in his last start.
The 3-1. Missing away for ball four. A five-pitch free pass issued to Cashel Duggar. Raptors have a runner aboard with one down, or I should say with two down, here in the top of the third.
And that's what makes Cashel Duggar so important to this lineup. Obviously, Jack Mathey provides more in terms of power and extra base hits, but Duggar's job was to get on base for Aiden Teal, who sees the ball so well and is hitting the hottest of any Raptor in this lineup right now, and is the only guy that has a hit against Martindale. So Duggar does his job. Can Teal pick up the slack?
First pitch to Aiden. Misses up and away for ball one. Obviously, if you can do some good math at home, and you already heard me say Thornton going six up, six down thus far in the ballgame, that means he'll get the 7-8-9 spots in Battle Creek's order when we get to the home half of the third, that being Jacob Brown, Garrett Swan, and Sam Griffith. The 1-0 pitch to Teal, missing outside. Two balls, no strikes here on the Raptors center fielder.
Big at-bat here and a good start to the at-bat for Aiden Teal. Ripped a single to lead off the second inning. Made it as far as third base, but was stranded there.
The 2-0. Teal pops this one up in the air, left side of the infield. Hovering right around the third base bag is Jacob Brown. Just into fair territory. He makes the catch to retire the side. Raptors get a two-out walk from Cashel Duggar, but leave him out on first base. We head to the home half of the third inning from MCCU Field. Nothing to score right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh.
Are so
do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes.
You did so good.
And challenge yourself to grow.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
.789 due up in this inning for Battle Creek against Maddox Thornton from MCCU Field. Bottom of the third, first pitch fastball from the Raptor right-hander is in there for a called strike. No runs on a hit, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids, no runs on no hits and three errors for Battle Creek. Andy Occam, Cullen Kapoor back with you here in the visitors broadcast booth at the home of the Battle Jacks. That 0-1 fastball missing downstairs from Thornton to even the count at a ball and a strike.
Good spot for us here in Battle Creek. We are ensconced in stone and glass, but still good to be outside of the elements here.
Yeah, 1-1 the count. Thornton set, rocks and fires to Brown. Another fastball, this one also missing low. Two balls and a strike, our count now.
And Maddox Thornton, who was so good at inducing weak contact in the first two innings, those two grounders to Mason Onati to close down the second. Let's see if he can do the same here in the third.
Has retired all six Battle Jack hitters he has seen so far. 2-1 pitch, another soft tapper on the left side of the infield. Back in the hole, it's through the glove of Onati. In and out of the glove of McIntosh, no play to be made. That will be an infield single for Jacob Brown. First runner aboard in the ballgame here for Battle Creek.
And that's just a tough play. Like you said, a kind of a tweener between Mason Onati and Kyler McIntosh. Took a tough hop. We've seen a lot of tough hops to the middle infielders so far in this Michigan trip. Onati couldn't reach out and snag the baseball. Even if he did, it would have been a tough play. That's an infield single all the way. The first base runner allowed by Maddox Thornton. He's going to pitch from the stretch. Let's see how he adjusts to that here in the third inning.
This is Garrett Swan's seventh game played in as a Battle Jack. And first pitch fastball right down the heart of the plate from Thornton to him is called a strike. Swan in right field listed as a catcher, so playing a bit out of position here tonight. 0 for his first 11 ABs at the dish, looking for his first hit here in the Northwoods League this summer. Thornton out of the stretch, the 0-1. Tapped foul down the third base side. Count quickly, nothing at two here on the right-handed hitting Swan.
It's a good start here for Maddox Thornton against Swan, who has struggled at times at the plate this season. The right-hander against the right-handed Maddox Thornton. A ball on the ground would be great. So would a strike three for out number one.
Sam Griffith, the second baseman in the on-deck circle, top the order, Alex Fernandez to follow. The 0-2. And on the hands, fouled back to the netting directly behind home plate. Another 0-2 pitch to come here in this battle between Thornton and Battle Creek's eight hitter. This is our third of four games here in Michigan this week. We'll do it again here tomorrow night, same time, same place, same opponent, 6:35 Eastern, so 5:35 back at home for those in Wisconsin Rapids and in the Midwest. 0-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Down on strikes is Garrett Swan for the first out of this inning. That's the second K for Thornton tonight.
That's what I'm talking about right there. Executing the put-away pitch did Maddox Thornton. Big first out with a runner on base and his second strikeout of the ballgame.
Sam Griffith, this will be his 41st ball game played in of the summer. He was the shortstop in game two of the series back in Wisconsin Rapids on June 19th. Similar to Ben Fiorenzi, who's tonight's shortstop for the Battle Jacks. Griffith also hit out of the nine spot like Fiorenzi did in game one of that series at historic Witter Field. Another righty-on-righty battle set as Thornton. The first pitch to Griffith, a fastball pumped right into the zone for a called strike.
Sam Griffith, a .258 batting average in those 40 games you mentioned, Andy. Quick at nine stolen bases, but a .348 OBP. Five-game hitting streak for him.
The 0-1 delivery. This one hit on the ground over the third. Onati gloves to second one. Mac O'Fatrick to first in time. That is an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play. Maddox Thornton has faced the minimum through three innings of work here tonight in Battle Creek. We will be back for the top of the fourth inning momentarily. 6-7-8 to it for Wisconsin Rapids right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up.
hold my hand?
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
First pitch of this top of the fourth inning to Walker Buchanan from the Battle Creek right-hander Camden Martindale's a breaking ball for a called strike one. Nothing to score. Each team, no runs, a hit. No errors for Wisconsin Rapids, three for Battle Creek. Andy Yockman, Cullen Kapoor back here with you as always right on WFHR. 1-1 the count, that one missing low and away on Buchanan. Martindale set. He rocks and fires. Another off-speed. Buchanan swings right through it to make it a 1-2 count.
Martindale's dealt with some traffic on the base path so far in this ballgame. Has yet to card a clean inning. Runners on first in the first and the third, and the bases loaded in the second.
The 1-2 pitch home from the Battle Jack starter. Fastball missing high. Count evens 2-2. Records coming into today. Wisconsin Rapids 7-6 in the second half, 22-24 overall, and out of the Great Lakes East, Battle Creek 6-8 in half number two, and they're even at 500 through 50 games, 25 wins and 25 losses. 2-2 pitch, chopped on the ground over to short. Firenze gloves, has no trouble with this one. He fires the first in time for the first out of the inning.
First clean play to shortstop for Battle Creek. Buchanan hit that ball pretty hard, took a nice hop on Firenze. You have to pick it right down from the dirt. A pretty good play that you'll overlooking the scorecard, but for Firenze, getting the first clean play of the ballgame is good for him to get back into a rhythm after booting the first two balls hit his way in this ballgame.
Owen McElfatrick 0-for-1, a flyout to right field back in the second inning. First pitch to the Northwestern Wildcat, misses low and away for ball one. How about Maddox Thornton? Three innings of work, efficiency with 27 pitches thrown. He allowed a leadoff infield single an inning ago, but an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play has had him face the minimum through three frames here tonight.
Has to be a mentality thing, too, for Maddox Thorne. He doesn't go out there hoping and going to strike out every single batter. He goes out there to get every single batter out, and that he's done in very efficient fashion.
2-0 pitch to McElfatrick, a heater from the right-hander Martindale that misses outside. Another 3-0 count for Owen here tonight. He had one as well back in the second inning.
He's still just trying to get back on track late in this season and early in this second half.
The 3-0 pitch. Fastball, middle, McElfatrick keeping the bat on his shoulder. Count now 3-1.
Only one run driven in his last 10 games. Five hits in that span. He hasn't really been carding too many extra base hits either.
The 3-1 to McElfatrick. Breaking ball missing inside for ball four. Five pitch free pass given out to the Tampa, Florida native. He'll take first base with an out here in the fourth.
So another not-so-clean inning for Camden Martindale, but of course one ground ball with Gaz running out of a double play and a 1-2-3 inning at the very least for Martindale, who's tossed a lot of pitches so far in this ball game. He's up at 66 now.
A righty on righty battle. Martindale peering in, looks over at first, comes set, Michael Fatrick leading off the bag there. The first pitch home to Gaz. Hits this one in the air down the first baseline. That one will clear the grandstands, roll foul. Count begins 0-1 on the UC Irvine Anteater.
And to one of my earlier points, right now, especially against Martindale, this Raptors offense just feels like a powder keg. It feels like at some point they are going to blow up and strike here in this ballgame, but it has to happen sooner rather than later. Yes, Maddox Thornton is dealing, but we saw Wisconsin Rapids and Tristan Krusenberry struggle in the fourth inning yesterday. That's where we're about to hit for the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. The second time through their lineup, maybe they solve Thornton a little bit easier.
We saw Nick Paulson warming up in that Raptor bullpen after the first inning, and we looked to each other and were kind of questionable as Gaz on the 0-1 delivery rips this one down the left field line. That's a fair ball into the corner. McElfatrick going to get the stop sign at third base. Gaz jogs into second with nobody covering the bag there. It's a one-out double for Landon Gaz here in the top of the fourth inning. The Raptors are threatening with two ducks on the pond.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Landon Gaz hits that ball hard, but that's not something that's been a new occurrence here in this ballgame. The Raptors are barreling up Martindale pretty consistently here, but Gaz finally finds the hole, shoots one over the diving third baseman, and puts the ball in a spot where no one can catch it. And now the Raptors have something cooking here, all important to get that first run of the ballgame.
Infield in for Kalamazoo. Brown and Firenze on the left side. Griffith and Ulrich in on the right side. First pitch to Kyler McIntosh. This one back up the middle. Backhand attempt for Griffith. That one's under his glove into center field. McElfatrick and Gaz are both going to score. Kyler McIntosh, another big hit on this Michigan trip. That is a two-out, or I should say a two-run single with one away here in the top of the fourth. Raptors strike first here tonight. It's 2-0.
And as I'm saying, the Raptors are barreling up Martindale. What does Kyler McIntosh do? He doesn't tear the cover off the ball, but he does exactly what he needs to do. He gets the ball right over the glove of the second baseman for the third hit of the ball game. The first two runs driven in. Who else would it be but Kyler McIntosh, who had a big fly yesterday over in Kalamazoo.
Mason Onati still one away. He reached four times yesterday against the Growlers. Corners are in for Battle Creek. First pitch to Mason on the outside corner is called a strike.
For McIntosh hitting in the nine hole here today, we talked about him not getting consistent starts in the past week of play. Yesterday's start was his first start in a week, and now he's back in back-to-back games. He chops the ball exactly where he needs to, and the Raptors take an early lead.
The 0-1 pitch home to Onati. That one misses up and away. Count evening here on the Powell, Ohio native. Mason singled in each of the first two innings last night. We talked about him bringing home the game's first run against the Growlers in the second. He also scored twice, drawing a four-pitch walk to lead off the fifth, and he also was hit by a pitch in the eighth. 1-1 pitch, this one missing low and away. Count two balls and a strike now on Onati.
Mason, a couple of ground ball outs to first base in this ball game in the first and the second innings. But it was that diving play with the bases loaded in the second, the most important one of the game for Battle Creek.
The 2-1 out of the slide step, Martindale. This one popped up in the air, shallow left field. Firenze, the shortstop, drawing back, but coming in is Colby Holtink to make the grab for the second out of the inning.
And on the hands, Martindale induces the pop-up that he wants, but the danger is not done yet. Jorge Degatti steps into the batter's box. He's 0 for 2 today, looking for his first knock. But for the Raptors, you know, widening the scope here, it's so important to get these first runs for them. We've seen on the road, they just don't do that very often. But yesterday in Kalamazoo, they did so, and they won. Here in Battle Creek with Thornton on the mound, they're in a good spot right now in this ballgame.
Righty on righty battle begins here. First pitch right down the chute, taken for strike one from Degatti. And you mentioned it, Colin. That's one of those more, well, obviously statements, but hey, it helps to score first in a ballgame. It sets the tone for yourself. And a lot of times this season when the Raptors find themselves on the board first, especially with a crooked number like right now, they end up winning that ball game. As an off-speed pitch misses high, delayed steal for McIntosh. The throw down to second. He is way out. McIntosh tagged out, sliding feet first into second base. That will retire the side. So Jorge Degatti gets another crack in the batter's box to lead off the top of the fifth inning. Wisconsin Rapids sending five to the plate here in the fourth, and they score twice on a two-run single with one down from Kyler McIntosh. 2-0 Wisconsin Rapids. We head to the home half, but before we do so, Raptor fans, this summer, your place to stay when coming to see the team from out of town is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Maddox Thornton to the hill. He's got a lead. 2-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Will return here in just a minute and a half on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Take the day to recover and call El Cafe and order tacos to go. Choice of chicken, beef, chorizo, topped with lettuce, cheese, and pico for only $2 a taco. Add french fries for $1. Call El Cafe 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Raptors baseball. It is the bottom of the fourth inning. Raptor fans, welcome back in. We apologize for the delay and for the network issues connecting in and out. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor back here in the press box. We'll get you caught up to speed. It's a 3-2 count on Caden Wotypka, the cleanup hitter of the Battle Jacks, with two down in the inning. It's 2-1. Battle Creek scoring in this inning, a leadoff double from Alex Fernandez. He was brought home on a sacrifice fly from Cody Holtank. The 3-2 in on the hands. Wotypka taps this one on the ground over to second base. McElfatrick loves to first in time to retire the side. So, yes, Fernandez leading off the inning with a double. Later coming in to score, it was a sack fly. Owen McElfatrick drawing out into shallow right field, making the grab, and that brings home the game's first run for Battle Creek. We're through four innings of play. Before we head to break, though, Raptor fans, I want to remind you all that the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau welcomes you and invites you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area this summer. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. Once again, for more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. For more information, the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Top of the fifth, here we come. 2-3-4, Degatti, Arroyo, and Duggar do it for Wisconsin Rapids. 2-1 the score from MCCU Field right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Yakum, Cullen Kapoor returning to you here on WFHR. It's a 2-0 count, Cullen, on Degatti to begin this inning.
Yeah, the Raptors allowed one run to score back in the bottom of the fourth, trying to get that one back. It was an interesting play. We weren't on the air to tell you about it, but a sack fly on a pitch to shallow on a ball to shallow right field. Owen McElfatch. For my account, Landon Gass probably should have made the catch and thrown, but McElfatrick was there, and that allowed the run to score.
It was a good throw from Owen McElfatrick, though, I will add, from shallow right, as it's a 3-1 count on Degatti, that 3-0 fastball catching the inside corner. Just not in time, and we have a one-run ball game here in Battle Creek as the 3-1 breaking ball to Degatti catches the zone yet again for another called strike. It is 3-2 now.
Jorge was up at bat when Kyler McIntosh, an ill-advised stolen base attempt in which he got caught by at least five.
Breaking ball, missing low and away. Degatti wisely holding off. Some good discipline there from the second year Raptor. This one misses high. Duggar's worked a full count.
Duggar knocked a double back on July 3rd. That's his last extra base hit. You have that homer on July 4th as well, I should say. That is the last extra base hit. That was his first homer of the season. That was a fun one on July 4th at Witter Field.
The 3-2 runner takes off for second. Duggar in the air right center field. This is going to split the gap and touchdown. Degatti flying around third base. He gets the green light from Chris Wilsey. The cutoff throw will not be made home. It is an RBI double for Cashel Duggar here with one out in the top of the fifth inning. Wisconsin Rapids extends their lead to 3-1.
Perfect storm for Wisconsin Rapids. Degatti was running and Duggar got a pick. The lack of Cash's extra base hits. That should do it for Martindale in this ballgame. Just saw a motion to the bullpen. So the Rafters kick out the starting pitcher after 4 1/3 frames. They retake that 2-run lead. A great piece of hitting with one out by Cashel Duggar.
And the call to the pen will be back in just a couple of minutes, but Colin White.
players at foul. They're on the corners here with one out. Welcome back into MCCU Field, top of the fifth inning. Raptors just plating another one after that Cashel Duggar RBI double. I should say 4-1 our score now as it sits. Cashel coming in to score. Walker Buchanan, a hard hit ground ball on the left side of the infield, and a fielder's choice turned into a throwing error from Battle Creek's third baseman, Jacob Brown. First pitch to Owen McElfatrick. That one on the inside corner, called a strike. Lincoln McVicker, the right-hander for the Battle Jacks, calling the new pitcher into the ball game. Battle Creek trailing by. This is Aiden Teal. On first is Walker Buchanan. McVicker comes set. Deep pause on the first base side, the 1-1. And on the hands, nearly hitting McElfatrick. Count moves 2 balls and a strike.
Freshman out of Centralia College is Lincoln McVicker, standing at 6'4", 245. Aiden Teal took a walk, advanced to third. Buchanan reached on that E5. He is on first for Owen McElfatrick.
Line is done as well for Camden Martindale today. McElfatrick swinging right through that 2-1 delivery to make it 2-2. 4 1/3. For Martindale, currently 4 hits, 4 runs allowed, three of them earned. 3 walks, no strikeouts, 89 tosses, a lengthy outing for the right-hander here today. 2-2 the count. Set is Martindale, McVicker, rocks and fires that one missing upstairs. A full count drawn from McElfatrick. Yet again in this ball game, he drew a 5-pitch walk an inning ago and later came in to score the first run of the ball game.
0-for-1 on the day after a flyout in the second. Still looking for his first base knock. No better time than right now with runners on the corners.
The 3-2 in on the hands, pops this one up in the air. That'll find the stands out here to the right of us. Another 3-2 coming to McElfatrick. 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. A run on 2 hits and 4 errors for Battle Creek.
Yeah, that 4 errors is what really jumps off the scoreboard to me, Andy. The one we just saw by Jacob Brown, the 2 by Firenze. And Brown has another one as well. So 2 for the left side of the infield for both of the fielders out there right now.
Here comes the 3-2. Runner takes off for second. McElfatrick throws his hands at it. It'll fly foul down the right field line and out onto the concourse. Good fight here from Owen in his third plate appearance tonight.
He's been doing that all ball game. Just hasn't found the success in terms of base knocks today. But this is something that he's brought to Wisconsin Rapids. That's poise at the plate. You don't see him flail around very often from the right-handed batter's box.
Out of the 7th spot today, McElfatrick was the leadoff hitter in the opener of this Michigan series back in Kalamazoo. Another 3-2 high tapper up the middle. Firenze gloves the only plays to first, and that's where it will go. Teals in to score on the 6-3 putout. An RBI for McElfatrick makes it 5-1.
So he does his job, right? It wasn't a double play ball. All he had to do was put the ball in play, and good things happen after that. The Raptors extend their lead here in the top half of the frame.
Landon Gaz, the 7th hitter, into the batter's box. Runner on second being Walker Buchanan. McIntosh on deck, top of the order with Mason Onati to follow. Raptors baseball, all 70 games this season right here on WFHR. This is game 47 of our slate this season. The first pitch to Gaz. That one missing up and in for ball one.
Andy, I was looking at the rest of the Raptors' schedule. 12 home games to go. How about that for Wisconsin Rapids? After today, it'll be 12 home and 12 away left for the Raptors. So you and I will have 12 more trips to Winter Field, and then that's it for the summer.
That makes me sad when you say that out loud, my friend. As the 1-0 pitch to Gaz skied in the air to left field, catch is made by Holtink to retire the side. Three for the Rafters here in the fifth inning. 5-1 the score as we head to the home half right here on WFHR. But before we do so, Rafter fans, your place to stay when coming to watch the team this summer from out of town is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Maddox Thornton back to the mound. Will return in just about a minute and a half on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. 100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom five here in Battle Creek, 5-6-7 due up for the Battle Jacks. Silas Schaefer, Xavier Ulrich, and Jacob Brown. Maddox Thornton to the rubber for Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch, the Battle Creek catcher fouled back. Count begins 0-1. 5-1 the score in favor of your Rafters, Andy Yakum, Cohen Kapoor. Returning to you on WFHR, your home for all 70 Raptor games this summer.
Maddox Thornton back out for another inning of work. He has been stellar so far on the bump. Four innings, one run, two hits allowed, and uber efficient on the mound so far today.
The 0-1 pitch, called a strike, quickly nothing at two here on Schaefer. Schaefer a ground out over to third base, Mason Onati, retiring him for the second out back in the second inning. 0-2 breaking ball in the inside corner. Three hop to short, McIntosh gloves charging in and throws to first in time. It is a 6-3 put out for the first out of this bottom of the fifth inning.
The eighth ground ball out induced by Maddox Thornton so far today. You think back to the run he gave up in the fourth, a double that should have been a single. Walker Buchanan slipped while fueling the ball. That allowed Alex Fernandez to go to second base. Then he stole third and scored on a sacrifice fly that did not seem deep enough to score him. Maddox Thornton doing his job, the defense maybe not picking up as much as they could.
First pitch swinging is Xavier Ulrich, a light tap on the right side of the infield over the glove of Thornton, but it's the second baseman, Owen McElfatrick, charging in and making the throw to first in time very quickly. Two up, two down here in the bottom of the fifth for Maddox Thornton.
And as I say that, Owen McElfatrick, a fantastic play at second base. He's such a